Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out and get the latest composite numbers in Kansas City. December wheat, 904 up 6.5. March, 917.75 up 4.5. December wheat in Chicago, 850.5 up 5.75. March, 869 up 5.5. December corn, 751.5 up 3.5. March, 757.25 up 4.5. May, 756.75 up 4.75. July, 749.25 up 5. September, 662 up 5.25. December 13 at 639.5 up 4. January soybeans, 1455.25 up 16.5. March 1448.5 up 16. May 1426 up 16.25. July 1415.25 up 14.75. November 13 13.5 up 9. December soybean meal, 446.30 up 390. December soybean oil, 50.11 up 70. December live cattle, 126.37.5 down 35. January feeders, 145.20 down 42.5. December lean hogs, 84.60 up 52.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Kurt.
We're in Normal, Illinois, not Lafayette, Dave.
Oh, that's right.
It's Monday, buddy.
Yeah, it's Monday, but it's a risk on Monday.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit more enthusiasm than we saw Friday. Friday was kind of last day of the month, and a little bit of liquidation still, but seeing the trade get a little concerned about the dry weather in the Western Belt, also some dry areas in other parts of the country, and continue to see adverse weather forecasts concerned in Southern Hemisphere. Also, we're seeing a little bit more economic encouragement from the world numbers. And when you look at the world scale in general, it's still a tight supply-demand balance sheet as world grain traders continue to scramble to get some coverage on. Saw Egypt come forward here and buy some wheat from the U.S. It's the first sale we've seen in a long time. And our wheat continues to be competitive on the world scale, and it's pretty well being confirmed by seeing the export sales come our way in the wheat sector.
So we're going to see tomorrow when we look at the report that some of these folk in the marketplace are new longs, and they're more to the point, they're non-commercials?
Well, it'll take some time to build that confidence. We just went through some liquidation there. I think over time we'll see that, especially going into year end here. We're not going to see new highs anytime real soon, but we're in the type of atmosphere where we've recorded some lows here, and we ought to move sideways to higher. I would expect pullbacks to be bought and put sell stops to exit positions or make some additional sales if we'd have moved below Friday's lows there, Dave.
Well, we're banging up against the top of some suspected resistance levels.
Yeah, beans made some new highs, took out the buy stops above there. The key will be to go above there and stay above there because we're back below it. Well, back near it right now. So if we can close higher above last week's high, that's going to be technically encouraging, even though the market's overbought. As we continue to make higher highs and higher lows, that sort of keeps momentum up. Corn, we ran up against those old highs, and imagine, it's going to take a little bit more buying enthusiasm to push above those and stay above those levels.
How much of Argentina's planning delays has been dialed into the market?
Well, it's been well advertised. We'll see how their forecast comes along. Bean-wise, we're looking at 58% complete versus 66% last year. We're not terribly high, but we are behind enough that this continues, we're, you know, going to see the trade be a little bit more concerned. You know, it's a little bit too late for some of the corn and a little too wet for some corn there. And, you know, talk about switching to beans, but it's hard to switch to beans. You can't get the beans in either. So that's going to continue to be a market maker, whereas central, even southern Brazil is starting to dry out a little bit. So that's going to be the ongoing news here as we move through the month of December here.
How big of a story in your mind is the Mississippi potential closing?
Well, you know, unless all of a sudden we see some big exports need come out of the Gulf, it would become an issue. But right now, if exports at low levels, you know, as long as we can get the grain to the Pacific Northwest to satisfy Asian demand, the key is if they're going to follow through and you know, help fix some of the problems along the river there, that'd be a big plus. We, you know, we're looking at low water levels, which I would think would help give them an advantage to do some work there. But if we don't get some moisture here or see some more water flow from on north, it's going to probably continue to hamper exports out of the Gulf. We'll see more rail movement to the west, or more rail movement to where we need to go. But we don't have that excess grain to really export a whole lot. We've pretty well sold all the bean oil for the year. Bean sales have been strong. We just need to make sure they're shipped out. And of course, corn sales, you know, have really dropped off here on the domestic side, even on the world side of the equation too, Dave.
Well, more to the point, I mean, when you begin to think about some of the reasons why the Corps shut down those dams at Gavin's Point, and you begin to think about the western half of our Corn Belt and how dry it is, and then you begin to think of how dry it really is across the Corn Belt. I think, did I read well over 70% of the nation still in drought condition?
Yeah, you look at the drought index, it continues to grow, in fact. I mean, it shrank a little bit here this fall, but it's not only growing, it's getting more intense. You know, visiting with the guys out west, you know, it's bad as in the 50s. Even those guys talk to, you know, their parents or grandparents, it's bad as almost in the 30s. Wheat's not going to dormancy, it's just plain dying. You know, where there's some irrigation, they pumped a record amount of water here, but a lot of irrigation's going to be questionable as we go into next spring if we don't see some moisture recharge some of those reservoirs. But it's going to be critical, especially, you know, let's be 2 years in a row and 3 years, even more for some of those guys. So it's going to be a situation where if you're considering new crop sales, you might want to look at some type of covered position. So if we do develop weather problems in spring, next summer, you'll be able to stick with those hedges or sales.
Something open to the top side, I would think.
I would think so. I know when you pencil in the current price levels, it's attractive if you look at a normal crop year. But unless we get some moisture here this winter, it might be kind of tough to come up with those bushels to meet those objectives.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave. Bye.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and look at the current tick on the marketplace in Kansas City. December wheat, 902.5, up 5. December wheat in Chicago, 850.5, up 5.75. December corn, 751.25, up 3.25. July, 748.5, up 4.25. December of 13, 640.5, up 5. January beans, 1452.75, up 14. July, 1413.5, up 13. November of 13, 1312, up 7.5. December soybean meal, 445.60, up 3.20. December soybean oil at 50.01, up 60 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.